The IVUS workflow for a low-contrast guided TVAR can be divided into pre, during, and post-deployment stages. Here are the workflow steps for the pre-endograft deployment. Step 1. Femoral access is obtained. Typically, this is obtained on both sides and may be a cut-down percutaneous access or a mix of the two. Step 2. Wire is placed. A soft, floppy-tipped wire is placed into the ascending thoracic aorta with an exchange catheter. The excess wire is then exchanged for a 0.035 stiff curved wire, often the Cook double curve Lundquist wire. Step 3. The IVUS catheter is prepared. Prepare the Visions PV 0.035 catheter by flushing the guide wire, lumen, and then wipe down the entire working length with sterile heparinized normal saline. Connect the catheter to the Imaging System's Patient Interface Module, or PIM, and ensure it is imaging properly. Step 4. Access vessels are identified. If the access vessels are not included in the pre-case workup studies or were questionable in size, utilize IVUS to take the lumen diameter measurements before moving to the next step. Step 5. The landing zone is identified. Once the stiff wire is in place and the image intensifier is positioned and locked for optimal imaging during graft deployment, the IVUS catheter is placed over the wire of the chosen side and advanced. The IVUS is then advanced proximal to the landing zone and into the ascending aorta. IVUS catheter is pulled back and the thoracic aortic branches identified. The proximal landing zone is chosen for the intervention. At this point, have the staff mark the location of the landing zone on the fluoroscopy screen while continuing to pull the catheter back and interrogate the distal landing zone. Step 6. Advance the catheter back up to the ascending aorta and do a recorded pullback. While the device is being prepped, review the IVUS recording to make diameter measurements and identify any other watchouts that you might point out as seen from the IVUS perspective. The 7th and final step, perform stent graft sizing. Use the IVUS measurements taken from the recording and live IVUS from the two previous steps to confirm the choice of device size. Follow the stent graft manufacturer's instructions for sizing.